Besser News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some Republican lawmakers in Indiana have rejected a congressional redistricting plan supported by President Trump, causing anger among some political conservatives nationwide. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says despite Indiana's action, he's still optimistic about next year's midterm elections.
There's about 14 states at some stage of litigation right now. Most of the experts expect that the Republican Party will net a few seats, maybe three to as many as seven. So what any individual state does is kind of immaterial to me. I've got to win with whatever maps are ultimately produced, and I'm sure that we will.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. Correspondent George Williams reports.
Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at grave sites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation as well as their family members who are laid together at rest. The day features the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks in the morning at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events are taking place all across the U.S. The charity's website is Wreaths Across America, all one word, wreathsacrossamerica.org. George Williams, Washington.
Days of torrential rain in Washington state have caused historic floods, stranding families on rooftops and washing over bridges. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 245 points, the NASDAQ dropped 398. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice weighs in on a Virginia school dispute.
Two boys were suspended from Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County after complaining about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Their families are suing, and now the DOJ has filed a motion to intervene on their behalf. The department has issued a statement saying, quote, Loudoun County's decision to advance and promote gender ideology tramples on the rights of religious students who cannot embrace ideas that deny biological reality. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious celebrations are powering a surge in seafood sales in this country. In recent years, the Italian-American custom of the Feast of the Seven Fishes has grown in popularity. The meal is intended as a vigil, the last moment of Advent before Jesus is born. Americans of Eastern European descent often want carp on Christmas Eve, while others want salt cod for Christmas dinner. This is SRN News. A piece of original Star Wars memorabilia has fetched a galactic price at auction. We hear more on this story from international correspondent Karen Chamas reporting from London.
The painting that introduced the movie Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago has sold at auction for $3.875 million. Charles Epting from auction house Heritage told the AP the sale was significant for two reasons.
Which is not only by far the highest price ever paid for movie poster artwork, but it's the highest price ever paid for any piece of Star Wars memorabilia.
The acrylic and airbrush painting by the artist and movie poster designer Tom Young first appeared in newspaper advertisements on May the 13th, 1977. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.